What's up, Dallas, Texas? Oh my God, it's been a long ass week.
What is up?
Fucking Christ. Grab yourself a drink, chill the fuck out, join us for this fucking week's episode, right?
Fuck, yeah, I love it. Yes, shout out, who do we have today? Oh, we did the same thing. We got Ojo de Tigre, Mezcal. We're drinking Mezcal again.
People don't know that's Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger.
You ever seen Rocky?
You ever seen Rocky?
If you don't, go see it right now. It's a beautiful movie. HBO Max.
Fact, I've never seen Rocky. I'm so sorry. I'm ruining our intro. I'm ruining our intro. Hang
Why
on.
Why would you say that?
Hang on. But yes, I know the movie. I know the references. Yeah. Anyways, Ojo Tigre, you guys should try it out. It's fucking amazing.
It's amazing.
Not sponsored or endorsed by these guys, but
we don't get any money from sponsoring them, like for shouting them out. But it's just a really good mezcal.
We're huge
very
fans.
Smooth, and we always get that shit. This is what we've been drinking for the past 5 weeks. Like
probably
6 weeks or some shit like that.
When COVID hit, yeah.
Yeah. That's more than 6 weeks ago. No, but yeah, man, it's been a long week. What's new with you? Didn't you have some news?
I have a few news.
Let me know.
Actually, I'm wondering if you've experienced or if you went through what I went through these past few days.
Only one way to find out, baby.
First one. Dude. Justice League, Zack Snyder.
Have you started it? I haven't seen it, dude.
Boo. I was thinking it's an hour and a half movie, right?
Yeah.
You know how long it is? It's 4 hours.
No shit.
It's 4 hours of content. Yeah.
No shit.
Yes. It's fucking amazing.
I was wondering why is he re-releasing it? Like, why? What's going on?
So, from my understanding, it's
all the shit that he couldn't put up. Or
right.
What?
I think the actual producers, they kind of didn't. I think from my understanding, they didn't like what he was doing, where the direction he was taking the movie.
Mm.
So what they released, it was just or it might have been just Warner Bros. I have no idea. But
a bunch of cut shit.
Yeah, they cut out a bunch of shit. They're like, no, this is. And so that's kind of what they released. So then people were making it a big deal. And then that's why Ben Affleck, he was like, I'm out. Like, I don't want, right, right, I'm not doing
they
anymore.
They cut a bunch of shit.
I think so. Like, I don't think he was happy with it. And right.
Ben Affleck was older Batman too.
He's playing older Batman. Fucking, he's done with the.
I had a lot of problems with that movie. I didn't like it as much as I wanted to.
It's bad, dude. I've only seen the first, I think, up to 2 hours, maybe less.
Is it better?
It's better.
Really?
It's better.
Really?
It is so good, dude. The music,
really?
Dude. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Did you watch the new Wonder Woman?
I did.
What did you think about it?
It was good. I liked it. I mean,
I didn't like
dude,
it.
I mean, it, I mean, what are we comparing it to? Like, what are you like?
I mean, just general kind of movie standard. Like, would you watch it again?
Oof. That's a real question.
Oof.
I mean,
oof.
I would. I mean, I guess if my niece wanted to watch it, dude. I would watch it, but
that is not a good qualifier.
I mean, it's not like you're watching fucking Tropic Thunder where you watch it every single day.
Not every single day, but I would watch Tropic Thunder again.
I don't watch
on my own. That movie is rewatchable as fuck, quotable as fuck.
There's certain movies that are you would watch any day of the year.
Right.
Doesn't matter how many times a week you would watch it. There are movies that are like that.
Exactly.
The Holiday.
Yeah, I've seen that multiple times.
Right,
multiple
same.
Fucking them.
Same.
Crazy Stupid Love. You
but,
know.
But I think I was actually watching it the other day.
Dude,
2 days ago, I think.
Movie.
It was on Netflix.
It's a great
It's on
movie.
Netflix again. I started watching the Justice League yesterday, actually. It was yesterday. Last night, and my stepdad.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we were watching it. Yeah, because my mom's out of town, so I gotta keep my stepdad give him some company.
Yeah.
But we were watching it, and the whole time he's complaining. He's like, "I've seen this part." I was like, "I know," but it's just they added more, and then he was like, "No, it's the same thing." And I was like, "Whatever." So then we get out. He's messing with the TV again, and then I see it says 4 hours. I was like, dude, this is not.
So, I'm guessing your stepdad's like this. Are you like this? Because if something's wrong with my movie experience, like if like the speakers don't work right, or if like something's
that's
wrong.
That's it. That's him.
I gotta fix it. I can't watch the movie.
Yeah,
my
you're
wife
the worst.
Hates me
you're the
this.
Worst person to watch a movie
I
with.
I have to fix it.
You know what? It's actually my biggest pet peeve with people that I watch movies with when they talk.
Oh, dude.
When they talk.
Yes. Yes.
When they're like, "Let me tell why you. The fuck would she do that?" Or like, "What the fuck is going on?" Like, "Oh, dude, that's so fake." Dude, like, listen. Come on. Oh, listen. Dude, I can't watch a movie with you.
Listen, I was rewatching The Lord of the Rings with some people. They will not be mentioned. No, I mean, yes, but no. It was some other people, and they were talking during the movie, and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not here to discuss the merits of the movie. I'm here to watch the movie.
But you do that.
No, when have I done
that?
Oh,
I thought you said you do talk.
No, I don't talk. No. If there's something wrong with the technical aspect.
Okay, yeah. You want to fix it, but you don't actually talk.
No.
Okay. You're not a fucking narrator.
No. I fucking hate that. I hate that so much.
I can't stand that, dude.
I'm saying like I have a soundbar, right? Like if one of the speakers isn't working, I'm like, all right, pause the fucking video. Yeah. I'm fixing this because I gotta have this perfect. I want to watch, have the real experience, of like, because I have like the surround sound shit or whatever. But no, I don't ever fucking talk during the movie.
Right.
I fucking hate it when people talk during the movie. They want to be funny. Leave the jokes for the fucking stand-up comedy route, okay? Don't put it in my movie, all right? I want to experience this movie.
Totally get it.
It's terrible. No, but like I haven't seen the Zack Snyder's.
Dude, it's really good. I'm only like I said, like halfway through it. It's really good.
I'm going to lower my expectations because I feel like my expectations are very
high
for Wonder
Woman. There's so much that they're putting into this. It's just like, what
the? They refilmed some scenes?
I don't know if they refilmed, but they included like a lot of like backstory of each character.
Yeah, because that's what was missing from the first one.
Yeah, they threw it in there and they have like this like slow-mo scenes with like the fucking like slow music. It's fucking amazing.
Well, that was a problem. Like they didn't follow the Marvel method, right? The reason everybody liked Marvel was because they had a real connection with every character. Except for Black Widow, who hasn't gotten her own fucking movie yet. It was supposed to come out and then COVID happened, right?
It might be a feminist thing, but I have no idea.
Who knows?
I don't know, but WandaVision got her thing, so I was
thinking. She did. I haven't seen that. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that either.
Everybody's been talking about it. Apparently, it's really good.
Yeah, I was talking to my buddy 2 days ago or maybe yesterday, and he was telling me about it. I was like, bitch, don't tell me too much because like I don't want to, don't give me no spoilers.
Yeah.
But he was just like, no, it does start off with like, you know, black and white. So, no, he's like, just go prepared. He said it's really good.
Like parallel universe.
Something like that, yeah.
Shit like, yeah. Bending reality, something like that.
Yeah. But, no, yeah, so I started watching that. And that's the only news I have, I think. And
so you were watching the Zack
Snyder. Hang on, I was going back to like people that I hate. Wait, people that talk during movies. Mm. Let me tell you something. Mm. The first time I ever hung out with a friend outside of school when I was in high school. Mm. Remember, because I went through puberty late.
Right.
And there was this girl who was like kind of into me. Mm. And she invited me to go watch a movie at her place. And
trying to be funny.
She tried to be funny. But then like I'm thinking like I'm like, you know, just me and her watch a movie. You know, I think this is the time that I might like. I probably get like a kiss or something, or whatever.
Try to work that in.
Right. But there was people there. Like she had friends over to watch a movie.
Whoa.
You know what movie it was? I think the movie was Meet Joe Black.
With Brad Pitt?
Yeah. I love that movie.
With Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I don't know shit. What, he's the Grim Reaper or some shit like that?
Brad Pitt's the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
He's death.
But rewind a little bit. This chick invited you over to watch a movie.
Right.
But there was other people.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter. But I'm thinking like never in my life have I seen a movie that's not with like someone that's not in my family.
Right.
And with my family, it's like we all stay quiet. We watch a movie.
Of course, respect.
But this girl and her friends, they're fucking laughing and like, what the fuck? That's like they're fucking real. It's so fake. Oh my God. I was like, you know who you are, and if you're watching this,
shut the fuck up.
I finally said it.
Like, please.
I didn't like that people. I never that's when I realized that I was like, this is a pet peeve that I have.
Yes, dude.
But it was
shut the fuck up. Let me enjoy this.
I was enjoying a good movie. I had never seen this movie. And this girl was like, this is a good movie. You need to watch it. So like, we're watching it. But then like, she's laughing. And then her friends are all joking around about it. And I'm like, and I'm the kind of guy, like, I don't like tell them to shut up. I'm just staying quiet watching the movie. Like, hopefully, like, it's like, if I don't encourage it, if I just stay quiet, they'll stop.
So two things, right?
But like, they don't stop.
Two things come to mind. One, your bitch for not going along with it, because obviously they were wanting you to go along with it. But also, you invited me to watch a movie. I'm here to watch the fucking movie. Could you please shut the fuck up and let me watch the movie? And then leave your comments.
She knows who she is. She knows who she is.
Oh, she better know who she is.
Link in the description.
Dox this person. No, but
anyways, yeah, that's all. That's new with me. I started watching that. What about you? Anything new?
Moving. Oh. About to move.
Yeah. Continue. Sorry. Go.
I felt like you had something.
Yeah. I'll say it after you. Sorry.
Just looking at different houses, looking at different stuff. You know, COVID's and the fucking Californians moving into Texas have been like kind of like,
may they be blessed.
Rising prices up and stuff like that. But no, we're moving. So you're probably going to see a different background sooner or later.
I think that's going to be a thing. Like, people are going to talk about, like, you remember when all the California people moved to Texas?
Yeah, dude.
We're living through it.
All the Rogans coming to Texas.
All the Rogans.
couldn't handle them in fucking California. I don't know, man. That place seems pretty fucked, but who the fuck knows? I've never been. Don't want to go. Not really the way it is right now. Anyway, that's the only thing that I got going on. I'm just moving.
I did get one new thing today.
Oh.
I got this nice little mug.
That's right. Represent,
dude.
Boys.
Look at that. Hang on. Can we get a close up of that? Ooh, look at that.
Look at that, boys.
Fucking. All right. For the people who are listening, we got a mug.
Oh, boy. Oh.
We each got a mug that has it set that on it, and it says new episodes every week on the other side.
From my number one fan, my wife, my beautiful wife, supporting us in every way she can. God, is these mugs.
I cried
to death.
I teared up a little bit.
I didn't, but I still loved it. It's fantastic. Isn't it great? Amazing.
This is really cool. For my fans, you guys are slacking. Got to raise the ante here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you don't get us like a big chain that says ETC or something like that.
I wear a size medium in shirts. I'm a size 30, 30, 31, maybe a 31 on my pants. So I don't know. Surprise me. I don't know.
Fucking 2 months later, still empty.
2 months later.
Oh shit. No, but yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That's what happened this week.
That's about it.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
For the most part, I think.
Wait, hang on. I'm trying to think. I think there might be something else for me. Nah, it's been a slow week. Oh, wait. St. Paddy's just happened.
Oh, yeah. St. Paddy's. Did you go to the parade?
Did they still have the parade?
There were some places that were
doing stuff. It.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. No, I didn't go.
The Saturday before and on.
That's right. It was a Saturday. It was the last Saturday. No, I didn't. I didn't do anything. The only thing I did, I went to my friend's bar.
Right. That was on the 17th though. Like, or it was Wednesday or some shit.
No, well, this was Wednesday. Today's Friday, by the way. This was on Wednesday, and so it was the 17th. It was the 17th. Mm. And I went to the Trove.
The Trove.
If you guys haven't been there, it's actually pretty cool.
Where is it at?
It's a Bishop Arts. Bishop Arts is like the
historic.
The historic artsy, like artisanal district, right? Of like Dallas made stuff.
It's like West Dallas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in the heart of Oak Cliff. It's you guys should go check it out. The Trove, Hyman, TJ, they're fucking awesome. Shout out to those guys. I get a lot of my jewelry from those guys.
You told me about them before. I need to go.
They import all their jewelry from Taxco, Mexico. That's the place I was trying to remember the other day when you asked me about my beads.
Oh, right.
It's from Taxco, Guerrero, Mexico.
And they have a jewelry.
So they sell jewelry. It's a jewelry bar. So it's like it's It's a full bar and they have food.
Are they associated with that at all? With like the mercado or anything like that?
No. They're not. It's
Okay.
It's
they did their own thing.
They do their own thing. From the other place that you're saying that you're talking about, it's like painting sculptures and you know,
right.
Then this one it's just focused. Like yeah, rings, earrings, bracelets, really? Silver, gold, yeah.
Wow. So is it?
But
like
even they do have sculptures that are all it's all silver.
Really?
Yeah, fucking badass. Yeah, they're actually really cool. Really cool.
So do they have like a period where they're selling it, or are they always selling that stuff? Like
no, they're always selling it.
Really? Like yeah. Even like 1 a.m.
No, yeah, it's yeah.
Really?
Right. So it's like when you're drawing, like fucking, like when you tell TJ or Hyman, when you're like, it's like, man, I really like that ring. Pull out the wallet. Show me how much you like it. Like buy it right now. Don't think about it. And you're tipsy, so you might actually buy it.
You might actually buy it. No, yeah.
That's how they got me. They started a little credit system with me and just like, all right, Eddie, Jesse, you actually owe us X amount.
Damn, they opened a tab on your ass. Damn.
I'm making my payments.
Hey, so what was that other place? You know, because we visited Bishop Arts a lot before COVID. What was that place we went to? The cigar bar? No, there was like a live band playing it.
No, wait. The there wasn't a live band there. There's a live band at there's a jazz bar next to like
it wasn't there though?
No. Hmm. No, we walked over to Coco's, which is like a few doors down, but there's a jazz bar. I forgot what it's called. But no, the cigar place, no, they didn't. That shit was badass too.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's badass. It's BYOB.
Yeah.
It's BYOB, but they have this badass cigar room.
A bunch of very well educated people. That
They kind
of
like.
Of like all the different cigars.
They educated us a little bit about it.
Yeah. Because like somebody can go in there and just like pick up or like just be interested in anything and they'll explain it to you, the origin and all that stuff.
It's and if you know me, like, you know, I'm the kind of guy that I walk in there and ask for the most expensive thing. I'm not going to buy it, but I'll ask for it just to kind of.
Yeah, he's like, what's the most expensive thing you got? He's like, okay, that'll be $300. What's the third most expensive thing you got? Not even second.
Third.
What's the third? It'll be $50.
$299.
You know what? Let's do fourth. You know, I'm feeling a little tight today.
Exactly. No, they...
They'll accommodate you, though. They will.
I have a buddy. We used to... Because when I used to work at that mercado, the little art gallery.
Yeah.
And there was like this big ass sculpture. It was like fucking $30,000, right?
The dragonfly?
No. That one was $100,000.
Damn.
The $30,000 one was the bull. The big bull. There was a big bull. And anyways, and like this guy, he would just walk in and he'd be like, he's from Monterrey, by the way. He'd be like, how much is that? Oh, it's like $30,000. He's like, listen. I'll give you the double, but I want you to fucking throw it away. I was like, all right.
God damn. Show me the money first. Show me the money.
But anyways.
God damn.
Let's fucking jump into this.
Oh, yeah.
We have an exciting episode today. So if you guys are listening, you guys are watching us on YouTube, please get your drink. Right now, like I said, we're drinking mezcal. Get a beer, grab a wine, or maybe even just some coffee, some tea.
Some chai.
Chill.
Whatever. Yeah,
enjoy this.
It's been a long week.
It's been a very, very long week.
Simmer it down. Relax. Exactly. You know what I'm talking about?
Enjoy the ride. Now, enjoy the ride.
We're going to be talking about different types of music.
We're talking about music.
Right.
And if anyone who knows us, they know we're musicians by heart.
Oh, do they know?
Do they know?
So let me ask you this.
All right,
let me start
ahead.
This off first.
All right, start it off. Go ahead.
We talked about relationships a lot in the past, right?
Sure.
So do you remember like one of the very first like ballads or romantic songs that like maybe you were starting a date or maybe you wanted a date, but something that was like, oh shit, like this is like hitting me in like a place that like I know I want to seek out my partner. You know?
Okay, I was in middle school.
Damn, that was quick. Okay.
Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind, I was like, all right, I was in middle school.
Right.
I was in middle school and, oh Oh God, we're not gonna give names out. I'm not gonna give names out because they follow.
No names.
I was in middle school, and back in this, you know, the, reggaeton used to be very different back in the day.
Oh yeah,
back when you and I were in middle school, right? This is like what 2005?
Go ahead, explain it, boy.
Like around 2005.
Shit, 2005, dude.
I think it's around 2005.
No, I think it was 2007.
No,
man.
No, 2007 is when we went to high school, freshman.
No so way. No.
It had to be from like 2005 to 2007. Yeah, I think so. Doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, yeah, keep going.
All right. Middle school. So back in the day, back in middle school, there was a group called Rakimi Kenwai.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So people
Evie Queen.
So people that are from like that are hood.
Project the hood.
People that are hood, like they can relate. They know what I'm talking about. Rakimi Kenwai. And there was this song called Dime. And it was like it would go like Dime cómo olvidarte si no quiero.
Oh God, okay. Dude. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Quinceañeras.
That shit was made for like quinceañeras in middle
school. Yes. Anyways, that's where I found love. There was this girl at the time. And she you know, every single like Hispanic, Mexican chick was into this genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
So then that song Dime, it was like I think of like, you know, like trying to falling in love for the first time, trying to get a girl to like me.
Mm.
Then it never worked. Yeah, I had no luck in middle school.
What was your idea of love like though? Like cuz for me it was like
holding hands and oh dude, you know like the thing where like and you would see them in the hallways, like when, you know, when there's like a couple.
Yeah.
You know, I remember how like back in the day, or like it still happens, but like between classes,
yeah,
there was like a 5 minute period, like a 5 minute like transition time, right, to get to your next class.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And every time, you know, because it was just one hallway, really. You only get one hallway, and we would, you know, like. Your friends, your crew, your clique, you're like hang out between classes, like, hey, like what's up, you know, like, oh
yeah,
whatever, like
yeah.
And then back, because we, a lot of us, in some people didn't have phones, you know, we would write notes.
Yeah,
you remember?
Yeah,
we used to write notes, and you know, like people would exchange notes, you know, guys to girls, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then like you would say those notes.
Those girls got always so creative with those notes. They got origami. Yeah. Shit, like little hearts,
exactly,
little,
yeah,
box. Anyway, keep going.
So I like what I think of is like, as far as couples is like, I remember I would see couples like that were in like the little clique or crew of friends, and like they were always just like together, but like the girl was like in front of the guy and like sharing the hoodie and just like,
oh, sharing, you know, the hoodie. Oh, middle school, man.
Oh yeah, dude. Like it's like those were my goals back in the day. I had really
no one wants to share my hoodie.
No one wants to. Nobody wants to. And then the girl would take the guy's hoodie.
Yeah,
you remember that?
I do remember that. Do you remember what the secret was?
No. Shit. I didn't have any luck. I don't know the fucking secret.
The secret was whether it's your hoodie or a teddy bear or whatever, you're supposed to spray it with your deodorant or your cologne.
Mm, so yeah.
Know what I'm talking about?
Dude, we're too ghetto. We're too ghetto.
That Lucky Brand cologne, bruh.
I loved it. I remember when I was at when I got to high school.
Mm.
You know, because the middle school that I went to, we're pretty thuggish, right?
Hell yeah. Barry Middle School.
Barry Middle School.
That's the hood, baby.
We're pretty thug, you know?
Hell
no.
Nah.
So then when I went to North Mesquite, you know, like I wanted to bring the hood with me. But
my
mom was like, hey, like, no, like you need to dress a little bit better. And like she would buy me like polo and Nautica.
Nautica.
Polo shirts.
Yeah.
But I was like, Mom, no, I don't want this. I want Dickies.
I belong in the streets.
I believe. I was
you
like,
don't
I,
see me.
I didn't choose this lifestyle. It chose me. Like that kind of shit, dude. But yeah, I mean that's what I think of. Like, what about you? What about you? Discovering like, Love. Is that what you said?
No, yeah, but like the song. You don't think of like a specific song?
That song, Dime, by Rakim
Ekenwai. Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. Like me like learning about like, okay.
Before I answer, I'm going to go to the restroom quick.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Pause it.
Wait, hang on. All right. I don't know. Keep talking.
Don't pause it. Just keep talking. Anyway, I'm back.
God,
so what song do I think about?
I had to fucking watch TikTok.
I know you did.
You know how many girls out there I go through? You know how many girls I went through?
I heard that bibbidi bobbidi boo bullshit.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Boo. Alright, anyways. Alright, what song?
What song do I think about?
Yeah.
When I think about like first love or whatever. Honestly, it's hard because like when I think about like my first love, I have to think about like when she broke up with me, right?
That's when you knew that you were. That's when you knew.
Yeah. Because I remember my mom was like, "Hey, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." And she's like, "No, you're not okay." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? I'm fine." She's like, "No, you're not okay." And then I fucking cried. I was like, It was horrible.
Dude, who? Drop her name.
No, I can't. I can't do it. She knows who she is.
wait. Hang on.
No.
So she broke your heart.
Broke my heart.
What's the song?
A bunch of little pieces. All
right, what's the song?
I wasn't getting enough.
All right, what's the song?
It was, this is going to be controversial. It's two of them. One of them.
Goddamn.
I'll start with the controversial one. One of them, Say Goodbye by Chris Brown. You remember that song?
Ding, 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 ding. It's like, no, how does it go?
I just kind of remember the chorus.
How does it go?
It's like, and it's hard enough to say goodbye, but we know we got to go our separate ways. Gotta do it, but it's hard enough. It's hard enough.
Yeah, hard, baby girl. You should be a part of yeah.
I just can't do it. I gotta do it. Listen to your heart, baby girl. It'll be a part of
I just can't do it. And sometimes it makes me want to cry. Ooh.
Yeah, that one. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, dude.
Yeah.
That one and...
Yeah, I like it.
And So Sick by Neo. That one
so
fucked me up.
So sick of love songs. Yeah, okay. All right.
So sick of wishing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He fucked me up.
All right.
So those were like some of the like first like.
That's middle school, dude,
yeah,
for sure.
Because you're a kid and you're like, why these motherfuckers gotta say such true shit, man?
I hate you.
You were the chosen one.
Dude, when I think of like those songs, like I think of like Usher's Confessions
dude,
album.
Dude, Usher, man.
Usher Confessions album, dude.
People don't remember how big Usher was. Usher's a nobody now.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is Usher now?
Yeah, fuck Usher now. But
he's
like
dead.
Back
might
in the day,
as well be, but
Let It Burn.
Dude, or Confessions.
Confessions. These are my confessions. Just when I thought I liked them. Yeah. Dude, those were the days.
Let It Burn was such a fucking bop, man.
Let It Burn.
It was a game changer.
I gotta let it burn.
And you know why? It come from my heart.
Been a long time coming. Really wanna work this out.
I do, but you don't. But it works everywhere. There's a change in the relationship. When I'm hurt, baby, I'm happy, baby. I think that you should let it burn when the feeling lays.
All right, anyway. Hang on.
Getting fucking sucked into it, man.
I know, dude. We'll play it after we're done with this fucking episode.
People don't respect Usher enough. That's the point.
True words have never been spoken.
Listen. That was one of the bigger songs, right? But like I remember I used to listen to like Jose, like my dad was a big Jose fan.
Yeah.
And Palito Ortega and like, I mean, a bunch of other people, right? Because I think you can agree with this. Like, Latinos, they kind of grew up with like this like romantic idea of like what it was to like conquer a woman, right? Like, because they there were so many songs written about this type of like topic about women, and like I know like in America they had a lot of songs about that too, but it was just it hits completely different when you.
I don't know if it's the music, but it's. I mean, yeah, it's the music, but it's also the language.
Yeah, I think it is the language.
There's some sort of like beauty. When someone sings to you in Spanish.
I mean, you take
Luis Miguel.
El Triste by José José.
Oh, El Triste.
I mean, just listening to the lyrics.
Do you remember when I spent like the weekend with José José?
I do. I still have his autograph that you gave me.
You do not have it.
Yeah, I don't have it.
You actually have it?
Yes.
Hey.
I still have it. That's wild. I can't even believe you got to meet him.
That was
so wild.
Yeah. That was actually his favorite song. When I asked him, I was like, "What's your favorite song?"
El Triste.
Of course, he's like, "Triste," and I was like, "Why?" He's like, "Es una bonita canción."
Yeah, man. When he was older, he just his voice got completely ruined.
Yeah, Jose Jose is like the.
Shit.
You can.
I think Frank Sinatra.
I guess like a Frank Sinatra, Mexican Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, very like romantic ballady, like that type of like orchestrated band behind him with a lot of his music. But like just the lyrics alone.
Yeah,
like,
no, they were very very beautiful songs. Those were like the romantic era.
Yes,
of Mexican music. It's not even Latin. It's Mexican music.
Yeah, Mexican music. Right.
But there are there were other Latino composers
but even in Spanish. What was his name?
José Luis Perales.
José Luis Perales.
There was a lot. We don't even have enough time to name them.
Like you know, in the U.S., you had stuff like you had stuff like Usher. You had Chris Brown before he fucking went crazy. And then you had Omarion and Mario.
Dude, you gotta admit,
what was that song?
We're naming a lot of black artists. Like, can you think of anyone that wasn't black,
dude? But like, hit as strong as like they hit? No,
I can't think of anything either.
I mean, maybe you can make an argument for NSYNC and like the Backstreet Boys a little bit.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
And
right.
Even like Savage
Garden.
But that was a different type of
music genre.
But compared to like fucking Boys to Men, like fucking Mario, Neo.
I made love to you.
Yeah.
Like you want me to. Anyways. Oh,
dude, no.
Yeah.
They just hit completely different, you know? And it just goes to show like the amount of like power that comes from like that dynamic or whatever it is, you know,
right?
The emotions that come from all of that stuff, you know, it's funny to me because I feel like now there's a lot less of like this like machismo stuff going on, but back then it was definitely more prevalent. But you have all these powerful songs that like express so much emotion. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's like, it was like this outlet for us to be like, I think, I do feel that way.
I don't know. Like, this is my opinion, but I think like back, I remember like back when I was younger, you know, talking to women, you know, like, I feel like whenever I like try to like come up with like stuff to say to women, it was very more like, I had like this like belief that women saw as like this like romantic Latin lover.
Definitely.
But like now it's very different, you know, with reggaeton and everything like being like the most popular genre that exists. It's very different. So now it's you know, but like back in the day, it was just like wow, this well, guy.
Like the term Latin lover, right? Like that was a thing back then.
Yeah, but it was just like someone that would speak to you like beautiful and sexy and like.
Well, I mean, dude, we used to do that all the time. You know, you don't remember like us? Get the fuck out of here. We used to always speak in Spanish to like a bunch of other people. You know,
what was the one thing that you would say?
I can't do it, dude.
I remember, like, I would just be, like...
I would just say a bunch of bullshit.
A bunch of bullshit. A lot. So I think some of it would fall under, like... under something to the effect of, like, you know... I'm not even going to do it, actually. No.
Yeah, no, don't do it.
It's cringy.
No,
too
it's
cringy.
Very cringy.
Yeah.
But we would, like...
but...
oh, God. Do you remember if we would go up to their ears and start whispering? Oh, God, dude.
He's like, I can be your hero.
Worked every time.
It worked every time, dude.
Every time.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance?
Enrique. Nah, but
all right.
That shit was wild, man.
All right, moving on. The song that I was gonna tell you, I was telling you earlier, I was like, what's the, you know, because I met you in choir, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was gonna ask you, like, what's a song that reminds you of choir? Because choir, I think, like, growing up, I think it played a pretty big role in my childhood.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there a song that reminds you of choir? It doesn't have to be like a choir song. It could be like anything. It's just like, you know, you go into that.
There's a lot, because like, I don't know if you remember, but there would be moments if we got there early enough where our choir instructor, Faulkner, he would just let us give us the aux chord.
Right.
And we could play whatever. Remember
the Mulan song?
Yes, dude. We used to play the Mulan song,
Be a Man.
The Lion King,
Be a Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
we used to play Circle of Life. We used to play a lot of Tarzan songs.
It felt like
a
fucking music, fucking like high school music or something. Everyone's like, it's like kids were like dancing on the fucking tables and like,
it was great.
And they're like, be a man, be a man.
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. No, so like, I would say a lot of like Disney classics, like, Be a Man. And
to me, I think of two songs.
Which one?
First one, Hero, Enrique Iglesias. Because I remember Faulkner would like make like, he would do like a, he would always reference that whenever he was talking to us. He's like, you know, is that Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah.
That Hero song. And just like, dude. And I'm just like,
I could be your hero.
But that, and then Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me of choir. So back in, so we used to have like these choir concerts, right? And between like the different choir groups that were going to go while they're setting up and going up on stage, they will put a curtain and then, you know, to, so you don't see the, you know, the different groups going up.
Yeah.
And then they would have like a solo artist or a solo singer or group to sing on the other side of the curtain to the audience. And we tried out, we auditioned, we tried to like,
it was me, it was you, it was another dude called Chris something.
And Josh.
Joshy boy. He's a dentist now. God bless him.
God bless him. We decided to do, it wasn't even me. Because I was just like,
we just were like, fuck it.
I'm a guy coming out of the hood. And these guys were like, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Hell yeah. Most powerful song.
The most.
Ben
I can stay
best.
Away. Just to hear you breathe. Anyways.
Fucking cringe, dude.
It was
bad. Remember like Faulkner was like, I really want to put you guys in, but that was terrible.
He was like, yeah, dude, really? Yeah.
You guys didn't make the cut though. No. No. That's a no. It'll be a no for me. He was like both Simon Paul or Simon
Cowell.
Simon Cowell and
Randy.
Randy.
Randy Jackson.
At the same time. He was like, it'll be a hard no for me, but good job.
But good job. But good job. I was like, you know what? We didn't even want to be in this.
You know?
Like, then why'd you try out? Whatever.
Hey, you know what? God bless him.
Yeah, that's
he
what
knows
I think.
How to let someone down easy. That's, you know what I'm talking about?
That's what I think.
It was the group. It wasn't one individual. That was what always was wrong, you know?
All right, hang on. All right, we got like 20 minutes left in this.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Go ahead. Next song. Or the next question.
So like, what was a song that you remember like from the early 2000s? That was like very impactful towards you. Like just something that you like, you think about that time period, you know, 15 year old to 18, and you were like, shit, I remember that one.
Because
I remember that was when Party Rock was like getting big and shit like that. LMFAO, that bullshit.
Right. And, right.
303. What else? Fucking. Because like that was like after the big hip hop and R&B wave, right?
Well, this is kind of like, or when they were kind of like starting to like, like this is where, like, I think like around the year 2000, 2001, like boy bands were like at their peak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they were going to start, they started dying out mm-hmm. a little after that. Mm-hmm. But early 2000s, I think of like, you know, I do think of NSYNC. Backstreet Boys. More than anything, the song of This I Promise You.
Yeah.
NSYNC.
What was that 98 Degrees song? Do you remember?
I don't remember. But
NSYNC, This but I then, Promise
like,
You.
Going later on to like mid, late 2000s.
Yeah.
I remember... you know, back in the day, it was like, you know, like how you're talking about, I think we, and then before this, we were talking about like how, you know, we guys were dressed like with baggy clothes. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I think of like, you remember that song by Bow Wow and Omarion? Let me hold you. There's a, you don't remember that one?
No, I remember Bow Wow.
Yeah,
they did. Bow Wow and then became Bow Wow.
Dude.
If you let me hold you down at the reference of
our Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's what I think of.
It's funny you don't mention Akon. You remember Akon?
Akon! Smack that all on flow.
Convict!
Music!
Dude, yeah. Akon, man.
I see you whining and dude, grinding. No, you, actually, you remember that song? The nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no, cause I got you. Yeah, dude. What fucking happened to Akon? Dude, he's like, I heard like, he's like, he's rebuilding Africa.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I heard about that too. Yeah,
he's like...
I heard about that a while ago, though. Is he still doing that?
Yeah.
Is he?
So. Yeah. He's apparently, like, he's making moves in Africa.
Good for him.
Yeah, he left the music business and, like, doing that.
Do you remember Sean Kingston?
You're way too beautiful, oh, girl. Oh,
God. That's why
I remember they used to play that all the time.
You just
and then they filtered it. They censored it because he was saying suicidal, and they changed it to...
You're way too... A idol. Yeah, no, I remember the family friendly version. It was horrible.
Yeah, because that's when the shooting started happening.
Oh, God, dude.
The school shooting started happening because of that. I like around that time.
How old were you when Columbine happened? You remember that stuff? Because I remember people coming to our school and talking about Columbine. You remember that? Like,
no.
How, like, in middle school for me, because I went to Vanson. That was the real hood. All right, let me tell you something.
It's true. Yeah, you're right. I've heard stories.
And, you know, it was so hood that in the boys' restroom, we used to slap box. I don't know if you remember what that is.
Oh, God.
I ran up. Yes, I know. I know
what that is.
Slap box. Oh, fucking cringe, dude. Anyway. I remember people used to come to our school for like, you know, like a, what was it? Like a fucking auditorium presentation or some shit like that. And all we had was the gym. So everybody would go to the gym and they would talk about Columbine. I didn't know what the fuck that was. I didn't even know what that meant. I just knew that like some people like did something bad.
Yeah.
But then that shit started becoming more fucking prevalent. Yeah. You know, that stuff was like fucking...
We started. Happening. That's when the protocol started coming into play.
Yeah, dude.
For like school shootings.
It was weird. Do you remember like here, like being prepped? Like, oh, there's a code red or something like that, and they would make you like hide in the corner of the classrooms and stuff like that. It was wild. Did you ever know what was going on?
No.
Because I never knew. I was like, oh, I guess we're just doing this. Yeah.
Oh, doing another drill? All right. Yeah.
I would always be fucking around, you know?
Right.
The class clown. So I'd be fucking around with whatever, and they would always get on to me. Like, no, take this seriously. You never know when this is going to happen. But, like, what the fuck? What were we even... There was no concept for that, like, as a kid, right?
Right.
But as far as, like, you know, like, fucking songs in that time...
All right. Here's a good question. What's a good song that you were like, say that you were, let's say if someone, let's say a guy is like, hey, like, I want to, like, you know, like, woo my girl, you know, what's a good song I should play? Like, you know, like, you know, maybe make some food for her, while I'm cooking and, or maybe just like kind of set the mood. What's a good song to kind of set the mood?
I would play Sam Cooke, Change Gonna Come. That's a good one. But that's not really from our time. That's like from a past.
Sam Cooke,
A Change Gonna Come. And maybe some Aretha Franklin. That was some of the time when, like, I feel like we were very privileged because there were past generations where they kind of grew up and they hated previous music but before them. But, like, we were kind of, like, really lucky to, because that's when the whole Beatles, like, blew back up again. You know? You remember that? Everybody was talking about the Beatles. Across the Universe came out, the musical.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I really got into, I found out who Michael Jackson was. Michael Jackson was amazing.
Yeah.
And then I found out who Prince was. I found out the Beatles. I found
out Isley Brothers.
Yeah. I found out
Al Green.
Al Green, Rick James, and
all that music was coming back.
B.B. King, you know,
B.B. King, Dylan,
Sam Cooke, and all these other like amazing musicians, Aretha, like I've already mentioned, and
Etta James,
man, like, and you heard this music and you were like, this is a completely different feel than what I'm getting right now, right? Because the most popular thing at the time was just
Pitbull.
Pitbull came up, you know, Pitbull was coming up and it was about partying, having a good time, which I'm all about, you know, but some of these people that were influenced by the blues and like jazz, and it was just a completely different kind of like hit, you know, it was so much more emotional
for sure.
And then you got into like more like Jimi Hendrix and you know, Cream, dude, and all these other type of bands, you know, Pink Floyd. It just opened your mind to like completely new genres. So I feel like we were really lucky to kind of like get a full spectrum of music.
Yeah, for sure.
Before, you know, mumble rap came around, and nothing wrong against it. I you know, it's
good. It's good. I think it's good sometimes for like, you know, like, hey, like, we're about to get fucking lit tonight.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it encompasses a completely different culture in that moment, right? Because like, you think about like the music we grew up with, and even when we were going out, you know, with Kendrick playing, you know, it was just like, fuck yeah, let's hype ourselves up. But this other song, it's more fucking primal, like.
And we were still like, even like, we still play like NWA.
Yeah.
Even when we would go out.
Dude, Ice Cube's Today Was a Good Day, man.
Today was a good day. It's a good day.
Damn.
Yeah.
That one pumped me up. But yeah, no, it was just like I feel like we were really lucky because we got like a full spectrum of music. And then, you know, you discover shit like Fleetwood Mac and Changes, you know, Chains. And then, you know, Shrek 2 comes out and introduces me to Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, dude.
You know? And
Bonnie Tyler. Total Eclipse of the Heart. There you go.
Yeah. Heart. Even.
Turn around.
Every now and then, get a little bit closer. Yeah, man. It's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. But like, even like that opens yourself up to the fucking 80s, which was like such a coke filled, fucking badass rock and roll
fucking
era.
Rock and roll, dude. That's like, I taught, like, my buddies, the ones that are like a little younger than us, like Bert.
Yeah.
You know, like Bird and like his friend and like the people, like the guys that are around his age. I'm like, dude, like, I was like, reggaeton's cool. Yeah. I was like, bro, it's fucking rock and roll, dude. Like, dude, Motley Crue, man. Motley Crue, dude. How do you not listen to Motley Crue when you're working out?
Dude, there's no bigger hype song than Kickstart My Heart.
Kickstart My Heart.
Driving with the Boys.
Same old situation.
Pump that shit up. Kick the fucking Nissan into Sport. Dude, all right.
What comes to your mind when you hear Chris Isaak, Wicked Gang?
Oh, hell nah, dude. Why you bringing that song?
Well, I want to fall in love with you. On the fire, all I can think of you. Dude, those are great songs. Yeah, no, I think, but yeah, rock and roll, dude. Like, that was, it played, it, like, you know, like,
It was so influential, you know?
It was super influential. In Mexico, we had a lot of like Spanish rock too.
Yeah, that's right. What was it? El Hombre Lobo Sobre París?
Yeah. El Hombre París. Hombre Lobo Hombre París.
Hombre Lobo Sobre París, I think. Something like that.
Yeah. Hombres G. Hombres G. Dude, I fucking love Hombres G.
Type of music, you know?
And then like, yeah, dude, it was just like, it was a, the music was very different. And
it was a time for experimentation, I think. You know, everybody was trying everything. And because I remembered, like, you know, there was definitely your popular genre. You know, you had Britney Spears, you had Red Hot Chili Peppers, you had Nirvana. But like, even Nirvana, he made his music because he was an outsider, right? And he was trying to represent that like outside culture. And then people say that like that's why he ended up taking his own life, right? Because like his art became commodified and capitalized.
Did when you turned 27, did you ever think about like the 27 Club thing?
27 Club.
Yeah.
No, what is it?
About like, you know, like these big artists or that popular people that when they turn 27 they die. Did you ever think about that when you were 27? Throughout your 27 year?
No, because I think that requires a big crisis of identity, which I feel like...
Because like, you and I are 27 right now. So it's like...
Yeah.
Like, I remember like I used to think about that. I was like, dude, like, what if I actually die on my 27th birth year? I was like, dude, that's...
It's heavy, man. It's heavy. But like some of these people like made that choice with like knowing the impact that they've already made in the world. That's a lot to carry with you, especially in the case of like, I mean, I can't really speak a lot about like Kurt Cobain. I haven't like researched it a lot, but like from what I've heard and from what I've listened to his music, and even like, you know, more modernly, the Linkin Park guy.
Yeah.
How he committed suicide, you know?
Right, right.
And you listen to some of the lyrics in his songs and you're like, oh.
So that's what he meant.
Yeah. No, and this was a very, you know, like, emotionally vulnerable guy, and how do you combat that? And I think you can see that play out in society now because a lot of people are dealing with like depression and anxiety and like trying to live up to like these expectations that they've set up, that society has set up for themselves and that they've set up for themselves.
Did you ever, we're kind of getting away from like the music stuff, but like did you ever like did you watch The Social Dilemma?
The Social Dilemma
on Netflix? It's a documentary.
I did.
You did watch it.
I thought it was super cringy how they'd reenacted a lot of stuff, but
I'm talking about like the facts.
Yes, I did. Yeah, it was a little scary.
It's fucking scary, right? It's scary, and like, I think like a lot of it, like, I mean, I think like you and I are like I don't think like you and I were really affected by it. Like as far as like social media, if anything, like we're fucking ignorant when it comes to social media. We're actually trying to learn because of the podcast. How to be more social media active. But the people that are really into it, especially like with younger generations,
especially after COVID, man.
Yeah, and like, you know, just being stuck with your phone, and then you start like finding like this self fulfillment of like how many likes you're getting, or how many views you're getting.
Well, it's a validation thing, right?
Like we lose that like that. That physical contact of like, you know, like just having a friend, someone to talk to. So now it's just like my worthiness is based on like how many people are actually liking what I like. And then not only that, it's like, it's also like the filters.
Yeah.
Did you remember hearing about that? Like how like women like go through these unrealistic, they go through these like surgery procedures just so they can look like the filters on Instagram.
Yeah. It's wild. Very wild shit. You know, and on that point, like, we talk about like different type of like standards that like people hold themselves up to, and I think music played a lot of like a very big role into that, right? Because nowadays, you know, after I think the biggest example I can turn towards is like Lady Gaga, right? Like, you remember how big she was, right? And it was like, I feel like that was the moment when it's like, okay, this is when the shift happens. It's like, this is when it becomes this metatextual context of like, art is more than just, this is what I'm telling you. It's like, no, this is what I'm expressing. You know what I mean? Because Lady Gaga was very much like, you remember when she used to wear like the meat suit and shit like that? Oh, it was like, or right. like the fucking puppet suit and shit yeah. like that. That's when like, I feel like Gen Z was like in the fetus stage. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because it was like, okay, it's up to interpretation now. This is like, this is what I'm in. It's not so much like, this is what it means. It's like, what do you think this means? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's an
yeah,
opinion yeah. instead of a fact now, which like I'm cool and open towards, but it leaves us in a very scary position, I think, because nothing's solid, you know, nothing, you don't have a foundation as much to like lean on, but you do have more room to explore, which I think is where we're at right now. You know, everybody's kind of sure. like exploring more yeah. Possibilities and stuff like that. And I think inevitably that's really where like music and art really leads, you know, because if you talk to any artist, you talk to any musician or anybody like in that field, they'll tell you that like they just really are looking to do what it inspires them, right? Like
okay.
they're trying to like recreate what they find is inspiring. And looking at what people have made so far, it's interesting because that's not what inspired me
right.
back in the day.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, no, it's weird because like, I feel like that gap of like boomer and like adult and like teenager, it's just getting smaller and smaller. I'm 27. Yeah, I'm 27, about to be 28. And shit, dude, like, me and Gen Z might as well be 30 years apart, you know?
Right.
Because they've grown up with the fucking TikTok and all this other stuff. I grew up putting my ex-girlfriend's fucking face on my MySpace wall. You remember that? Oh. You know?
You know? Yeah.
And like, I grew up like putting my favorite song on my MySpace, you know? But now it's a completely different game. Now you got your Twitter. Now you got TikTok. You got Instagram, yeah. and well, shit, I don't know. Am I missing one? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, you got Facebook too. So, I even remember like when we were in school, there were people like, Facebook's for old people, you know? And like, shit, if that ain't the truth now.
Yeah.
But anyway, fucking music's crazy, right. isn't it?
Yeah, hang on. I want to get, let's... You know, because we're still like, this is our fifth public episode, you know, right. just so that people can kind of get to know a little bit more about you and us and me. Mm. Who's your favorite all-time band artist? Like, I guess like if you can see this group or artist live or like hang out with this artist group, who would it be? Dead or alive?
I don't know. That's a hard one. You do yours and then I'll think about mine.
Oh, dude, mine's easy. Luis Miguel. Yeah, hands down. It'd be... and if it's not Luis Miguel, it would be between... it'd be Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley was dope, man.
Yeah, it'd be, if it's after Luis Miguel, it'd probably be Elvis Presley.
You know, a lot of people have a problem with him because he took a lot of his songs from, like, black artists.
Right,
but he performed the hell out of them, man.
Dude,
every time he
the
performed
shit
them,
that he had, like, the power that he had over women.
Dude, and even, like, the way he moved.
The way he
very
moved.
Very smooth, man. Like, he just opened up a whole different type of door. Did you ever hear him sing with Frank Sinatra? It was, like, the torch being passed on.
No, I haven't seen that.
It was him singing, I can't remember, but Frank was basically being like, okay, this is the new generation.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about, isn't it?
Right.
Like Frank Sinatra's passing the torch to Elvis Presley, which is already an old as fuck
figure.
That's
the same thing that like kind of like what happened with like, because there's this thing that they say like, you know, every 20 years or so, they pass down the torch to the new ones, right? And... There's like interviews, whatever. Like Jose did the same thing with like, you know, like the romantic music is gonna get passed down, and and he says it. He's like, it's Luis Miguel,
no
and to this day, no one has taken it. You know, like and it's because like you know the music has it's changed. You know, now it's, you know, it's not what it used to be now. It's right. Reggaeton. Dude, they fucking gave a Bad Bunny Artist of the Year lyrics for like most lyricist of the year. So it's just like it's a different
it's
time.
It's changing, right? Like it's changing.
It's changing.
Yeah.
It's changing. But like now it's like not they don't I feel like artists or musicians, it's like it's not what he to that like the music that it was before like 2010.
Yeah.
It's not the same moving like now.
Well, like there's a different
like they don't like they don't feel they don't I feel like a lot of them don't even compare themselves.
You know who I would visit or who I would want to meet?
Who's that role model for you? Or like
I would love to have a conversation with Prince.
Oh.
Prince would be awesome to get a chance to like kind of pick his brain and like see like how did you even conceptualize Purple Rain? What were you thinking about when you were going through Computer Blue? Like fuck, man, like everything that he's done, because I've seen him play the bass, I've seen him play the guitar, and he just kind of has this rhythm and flow about him that I haven't seen matched, be matched by, I can't even think. The other person would be maybe Michael Jackson. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
But like even him, like he's got his vocals, right? But Prince has the vocals, has the instrumentals. I think I've even seen him play drums, and it's like, damn, dude, how do you do that? Where do you draw your energy from? Because some people just have that, like, right. In them, you know?
Those were true talent. That's true talent right there.
Yeah.
Which is something that's like, I think it still exists. It's just like, it's not popular. It doesn't stand out anymore. Like how many times, like, how many of the artists that you see today that are like pop and pop music, that can shred on a guitar?
Yeah, but I think it's different. Like, because if you think about like Childish Gambino, you know, like he's got a very different. He doesn't shred on the guitar, but he shreds with his lyrics,
right?
And his musicality.
Yes.
You think of somebody like Post Malone. He's very fucking cringy sometimes, right? But
no, I like both of them. I like both that you just mentioned. Yeah,
yeah. But they make some sick rhythms, you know. But like, I don't know if it's fair to compare them to like like Wu-Tang or like Ice Cube or N.W.A. or Bone Thugs or anything like that, you know,
because
they were their own kings in that moment, you know. But like these are completely different genres, and music is music, you know. And I think we experience that too, especially from coming from different cultures. You know, we experience like something that's like so romanticized that like. Cause that's what it was, wasn't it? It was like you got to conquer this. I remember my dad used to tell me he would go and request songs specifically from the town center, which was like the radio, and he would request them for the girl that he was like pursuing in that moment, right? And I remember I did that.
Yeah, I used once. To do that. Yeah.
I remember I did that once with my first girlfriend. I would call into the radio and I would be like, "Yeah, this is for bleep bleep," and I want to tell her that I love her, and she would call me and she'd be like, "Oh my god, I can't believe you did this. Oh my god,
dude, I remember that." Yeah. Dude, we should bring that back.
We should bring that back.
We should do something like that. It's like, here it is.
You got out. It, you got it bad.
Damn.
When you're on the phone, hang up, when you call right back. You got it, you got it bad.
Oh, you got it bad when you start. I think like this whole episode is just you and I singing.
Yeah, seriously. Fuck cut it out, Jimmy.
Cut it out.
Anyway, yeah, man. Like, I think we talked about a lot of different songs. There's just too much to talk about.
So much, right?
The 2000s were a crazy time. It was an amalgamation of a bunch of different type of genres. You had All American Rejects. You had The Pretenders. You had fucking Kesha and Lady Gaga. You had fucking LMFAO, but you also had, you know, Black Eyed Peas. And then you had shit like John Mayer. And then Jason Mraz. You remember Jason Mraz? And then you had Norah Jones. You had so much. Esperanza Spalding. Fucking Justin Bieber came around in our time, you know?
Oh, dude.
So it's just...
I think he just released an album today.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he did. I saw it somewhere on someone's story. Somebody, yeah, it's he released a new album.
And you know, Eminem became
How did we not talk about Eminem?
Yeah, he got his debut in the 90s. I think it was like 98, 96 or some shit like that. But then he made it real big with his Stan album and
the Marshall
plans. Yeah, like all of that.
Yeah.
In like the early 2000s, then you had Dre come out and like the Timbaland with Nelly Furtado and
Justin Timberlake. Justin
Timberlake. JT and Jay-Z, man. Jay-Z, even Jay-Z. Beyonce, dude.
Holy shit, yeah.
Yeah, it's so many artists that just impacted our lives in a completely... I want to say it'll never happen again, but I think it's happening right now, right? Because you see such a great expanse of like musical talent everywhere.
I think that's one thing that I can like kind of agree with you, you know, but at the same time disagree, where like... you know, I feel like back in the day, like back, you know, when you and I, like all these artists that we're talking about, like it's only a handful, right? Mm. You know, we can name them, but it's like right now, it's like when you think of like, or like, cause like I said, going back to like reggaeton, super popular. That's the stream genre, right? But dude, there's tons of them. It's opened up the door to a lot of like, artists, right?
Right.
But it's different though. It's different now because like now they don't release albums. They release like singles. EPs, like with like maybe like four songs in it or one song. It's very different. You know, back in the day, there was only a few, like a handful of like, you know, the artists or like the ones that the trending artists, but they were releasing albums. Now it's like there's a shit ton. And honestly, I mean, I'm not trying to like bash on anybody, but like it kind of sounds like it all sounds a lot similar to me. It all sounds the same to me. Now that I say bash, I thought about Baby Bash.
Sugar, Baby Sugar. Bash, dude. Oh my Sugar, God. Sugar. Dude. But you know, I think that's because we're just not as in it as these kids were, you know.
Are you telling me I'm getting old?
Getting old, man.
Don't tell me that.
Because back then, you know, we were, that's all we lived. That's what our lives were, was the music.
Right.
You know? And now we got other shit to worry about, man. But like, you know who we forgot too? Fucking Taylor Swift and Kanye West, man. Kanye West, him in the 2000s was as good as it's ever going to get anymore. College Dropout was magnus opus, generation, millennium. Yeah. All right. That was it. Because if you listen to College Dropout, his first and second album, there's no other album you can relate to more than what like Kanye's talking about in that moment. When he's talking about his mom, when he's talking about like living up to expectations societally and as like a black person, you know, someone who's like living out in the fringes of society in any type of moment, you know, that's what Kanye used to be. And now it's, I don't know the guy. I don't know what he's about now. I can't even say that I listen to his music anymore. Cause like, there's not really a lot there that I can relate to. But back in the day, shit, man, if I didn't like
slow jams,
damn, dude.
She says she wants a Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita. But let me set the sunny on right.
Gotta be, bro. Dude, it was a different time, man.
It was a different time.
And you know, speaking of Taylor, there was, and I think this is a conversation for another time because we've already gone way past.
You were fucking right. I didn't think we were going to drink.
I told you, man. And this is empty.
Shit, dude.
I told you.
I'm still thirsty. Ojo de Tigre. If you guys want to send us more bottles.
God bless you.
God bless you. But in the meantime, we'll drink this one.
And you know, I think we'll leave it there. Taylor Swift, I think that's like another story for another time.
Fuck Taylor Swift.
There's a lot of people that feel the same way. But I don't know, man. It's another story for another time.
Yeah, it's just music's too, it's too huge. It's too big. That's what she said. But like
he's like, that's what she said.
But it's just like, you know, we're we'll never finish, honestly.
We could go for hours.
We can go for hours on talking about music. We need to fucking talk about like classical music. Musicals, Disney music.
Dude, musicals, man. Specifically Disney musicals. And I know fucking Gen Z makes fun of this shit all the time, but you didn't grow up with it. And now all you guys got is like the fucking live action shit. So who lost
That's
here?
So fucking
who lost? I'm sorry. You got Emma Stone as the Belle. All right. I got the OG. I'd rather take the fucking animated version 100 times.
It's that fucking Emma Watson, you idiot.
Oh yeah, not Emma Stone. My bad. I'm still thinking about fucking La La crazy, stupid Long.
You gotta move on, dude. You gotta move on.
Fuck La La Land. Learn how to dance, Ryan Gosling. They pay you enough, goddamn.
All right, man. I think it's thank you guys for listening in.
Always.
You guys are fucking awesome. What should we talk about next time?
You know, next time I think instead of music, we'll talk about uniforms, what we had to wear and stupid shit like that, because I think that was a big impact.
Okay,
on us,
we could talk about that. I think we could do two topics.
Okay.
I want to do online dating.
Okay.
Online dating.
Online dating and the expectations on that, and like having to grow up in a uniform based. I've noticed that like Texas was kind of like, or not even Texas, but like specifically Dallas.
Doesn't matter. Don't talk about it.
All right, we'll leave for next time.
All right, guys. Thank you. Salud. Salud. We hope you enjoyed it. And please remember to like, share all of our content or as much as you can. And you guys have a good night.
Till next time.
Eddie, little bitch.